Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Elwood High School. We're going to do battle right now. It's going to be in the Elwood Panthers and the Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to talk right now to Coach Michael Korn. Good to see you again, sir.
Nice to see you, too.
I tell you what, I got to mention, Coach Korn, you're a 2008 Jay County graduate. Jay County played some football.
Yeah, we won sectional my senior year. That was pretty awesome.
I bet so. I got to mention, 2012 Ball State. You had to have fun there.
Yeah, so my freshman year was the year the Ball State went undefeated. That was a lot of good football to watch.
Sounds good. I remember from last year you told me you're a physical education teacher.
Yep, I have two weight classes, two health classes, and a 7th grade PE class.
That sounds good. Last year you had 13 seniors. You've got 10 again this year.
Yeah, I guess the unfortunate part is we graduated 13 kids. But yeah, we have some seniors. Got some pretty good kids out here.
You got a freshman class with 20.
Yes, our freshman class, thank goodness it's today because we had that huge senior class that left in our sophomore class, only had two, so we had to pick up the slack somewhere.
So what that tells a lot about the head coach being like you, sir.
Well, I guess.
I'm very humble, I know.
I think you have to be.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm going to mention your quarterback. Where's number 18? He's a junior. That's Owen Huff. And I also got to mention, he's got a protection front line that averages 247 apiece.
Yes, we are huge up front, and we're pretty strong. Last year, we had two kids on the entire roster that could squat over 300 pounds, and almost our entire front line can squat 350 this year. So massive improvements there.
That's awesome. You got a guy that's going to hike the ball to Owen Huff. He's just a freshman, 6'1", 300 pounds. That's Lewis Gray.
Yeah, unfortunately, Lewis isn't available this week. But we have another freshman, Connor Sylvester, who isn't a whole lot smaller than Lewis. So we're really looking forward to his first varsity action.
Sounds good. You got a running back. That's Bracken Jamie. He wears number 13, just a freshman. Is that his dad on the coaching staff, Jamie?
It sure is. And unfortunately, Bracken's not available tonight either.
My goodness, that's terrible. I tell you what, Hunter Salih, he's a senior, 6'1", 235. He plays nose and right guard. Is his mom the athletic secretary? Is that Amber?
Yes, it sure is. And Hunter's a heck of a kid. He's super athletic for his size. I'll be honest with you, if we had more offensive linemen, he'd probably be playing tight end.
Coach, I got to mention, last week you had to have some good plays. Talk about some good plays that happened last week and who the young man was.
Yeah, so at the end of the first quarter, it was only 7-0. We'd forced three turnovers. Unfortunately, we just couldn't quite move the ball early. We did get a nice hitch route from Jaden Mullins. I got to give a whole shout-out to the defense. I mean, I can't just pick one kid because they only gave up 7 points in the first quarter to a pretty good Shenandoah team. That was massive, by the way. The defense gets a major shout-out.
So the last thing I'm going to mention, it's got to be a blessing to have a John Hines vocational school right here at Elwood High School.
Yeah, a lot of the kids go to the Career Center, and what's nice for us is when the Career Center ends, they don't have to go on a bus and go back home or drive back home. They're already here ready to rock and roll, and that's awesome.
That's Michael Korn, thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to walk this direction. That was Coach Michael Korn. What a gentleman, working in year number two right here at Elwood High School. Going to be a ball game tonight. The sun's out. They're talking about some rain earlier in the week. Not going to happen. But should be a good setting right here. Sun's out. Sky's pretty blue. We've got some clouds, low clouds. And we're double-checking right here, making sure we're still on the air. We was having some trouble there in the trying to get a sound check with Paula. And we were bumped off the air a few times. We're hoping we're still on there. We're going to talk to Coach Toll here in a moment. He's going to visit with his offense right there on the field. They're playing some good music right here. We'll have a pregame here momentarily. 6:33 on the wristwatch. The Blue Devils run some timeouts. Timeouts mean that they're all 11. Out on the field, they're just running towards the end zone, getting loose, getting ready for football. We're going to talk here for a moment. We're going to talk with Coach Aaron Cole. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
It was a nice day.
Another beautiful Friday night, Central Indiana. Hopefully tonight goes a lot better than last week. Had a good week of practice. Made some changes in different spots. Hopefully had to change some attitudes a little bit, and hopefully we play a lot better tonight, more up to our potential.
Coach, the last non-conference game next week, you're going to be at Twin Lakes. But I'm going to mention, most recent score right here against the Elwood Panthers was 2015, we'll mention. That was a close game, 35-33. Do you remember that game?
The heck of a ball game. There's a two-point conversion down here. I believe Kellen Wood stopped the two-point conversion to preserve the win down here. But it was a heck of a ball game. And, you know, I don't think our kids understand the history in this ball game. You know, when myself and my generation was going through, my dad was coaching, this was the game. Everybody thinks it's Tipton Hamilton Heights now. Well, you go back to the 80s and the 90s, it was Tipton Elwood. It was a great, it's a great, great rivalry. And we've played for a long, long time. And, if I have anything to say about it, this game will happen every year.
Coach, you go back 6 years prior, I say 6 years after, I'll say, the closest margin of victory was 41 points, Tipton.
I understand that, but, this is a brand new ball club and, for both of us, and you know, the moral of the story this week has been talk is cheap. You know, we like to talk for the last couple of weeks, and we just haven't produced. So talk is cheap. I want to see what we can do on a Friday night.
It was last Friday night, the 19th. Got to mention standout athlete. I got to mention the ball game receiver, wide receiver number 10, Landon Spidell, 6'2", 172, just a sophomore, made a good catch.
Yeah, I did. Landon's going to be a really good player for us. Like you said, he's only a sophomore. He loves the weight room, works his tail off in there, kind of sets an example even as a sophomore. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be a really good player for us.
You got 87, Eli Carter, 5'9", 185, a senior. We saw glimpses of last year in the first half. Second half, Frankton played good.
We got to block people. That's bottom line. You know, Eli's a really, really good player. But we didn't give him a chance second half last week. So, that's been a big, point of, emphasis this week. We've got to improve up front because we feel like, if we give Eli a crease, he's going to make a lot of good things happen.
Coach, you got a senior punter, wears number 60. He can flip the field. Levi Burkett, is he back?
Yeah, he is. And, he's playing multiple positions for us. He is a good punter. We just got to make sure that, you know, he kicked the ball a long way last week, but he was kicking the right two people. So we kind of worked on some directional kicking. And, if he can kick it that far and the guy doesn't catch it on a dead run, we'll be even better for it.
I got to mention Calvin Condit. He's a sophomore, wears 36. For 5'6", 135, he can deliver a punch.
Calvin had a whale. Probably of our player of the game last week. He is not very big. Teams are going to try to pick on him, but what they found out last week was he's pretty darn good. He's strong for he's got a low center of gravity, obviously, but he plays really, really hard, and thought he had an outstanding ball game for us last week.
Coach, I got to mention, I talked to Coach just a second ago. Elwood center Gray, 300 pounds, freshman, not going to make it tonight.
You know, that's tough. Center plays a big part in your offense. And, you know, when you have to replace that guy, we did some of that in the second half last week and you saw what happened. So, that's a huge advantage. And, you know, for their sake, I hope they have somebody that can go in there and can do the job. And, you know, hopefully the young man's okay.
I've got somebody, another freshman, not quite as big, obviously. I got to mention Bracken Jetty. The tailback, fullback, he's going to run the football, but not tonight. He's not going to make it.
Sorry to hear that. You always want the other team's best players to play, and you don't want people to get injured. So, you know, I'm sure they've got an ample backup, and I'm sure they're going to play really, really hard. You know, it's been a minute since they've been able to beat us. So I'm sure they're very, very hungry. And after watching us on film, I'm sure they think they've got a great opportunity tonight.
First last thing I'll mention, Elwood. They have a five-man front on defense. On the ends, they've got a sophomore, 155, and a senior, 160. If you can break contain, it's to the goal line.
I hope you're right. Maybe we should do that. So You know, everybody's got, you know, played different defense each week. So I'm sure we've got a great game plan. You know, the key for us is it doesn't matter what front they're in, or who's over there. Well, we got to get a hat on somebody. We feel like we do have good running backs. We've got to give our backs a chance, get them to the line of scrimmage, and we feel like they're going to make really good things happen.
First of all, thank you. So we're going to walk this way. We'll go back in. That was Coach Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll giving us some time right there. Pre-game is 6:39 p.m. Game time is 7 o'clock. We're going to walk this direction with my wife still doing sound check by text message. She said, coming through loud and clear, that's good. Maybe it was because of no verbal happening. It didn't kick off because of that. But we'll walk upstairs here. We're going to be in the stadium grandstand. This is a cement grandstand. I tell you what, it's well put together. You go back to 1988, the Elwood Panthers won the state. They had a kicker, Ray Holiday. Ray Holiday made the All-Star game as their kicker. Well done. What a man. We're going to walk up this direction. I got to mention, 88. Coach Toll might have been a junior that year for his dad. Coach Mike Toll. Mike Toll went 24 years with the Blue Devils. Head football coach. Son took over. Aaron Toll, this is year number 18. We're going to set this down one moment. We're going to plug in. One moment, please. Okay, one moment. We're going to plug in. We'll see if Paula can give us another sound check by text. See if it's still coming in. I'm getting ready to plug in. One moment. Okay, we're plugged in. See if that's making a joyful noise. She'll give us a sound check once again. We'll hope so. So, all plugged in. We'll look for her text message. We'll talk about some football. Actually, football going to happen tomorrow night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tomorrow night, Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to be at Lucas Oil. Going to do battle with the Indianapolis Colts. That's a 7:30 start time. That's Saturday, the 27th. Make your way down there. I'm sure you can still find tickets. And then I hear my NFL radio. I travel around. And I got to mention, Tom Brady is going to play. Tom Brady's going to play tomorrow night. Don't know how much. Probably less than a half. Probably around a quarter. And then Tom Brady ready to go. You know who will be. 44 years old, maybe 45, but that guy can play. So we're waiting for a sound check from Paula. She gave us one at 6:35. We'll go ahead and begin. We'll let you know a little bit about each school. But first, we're missing. We welcome you again, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Panther Stadium, Elwood High School, home of the Elwood Panthers. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity football game. The Tipton Blue Devils versus the Elwood Panthers. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robin Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for Put Me In Sports since 2008. We thank you for listening. And then we'll mention a little bit about each school. First, the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're class 2A, class 2A, sectional 36. There are 8 teams in their sectional. Tipton Blue Devils have a school enrollment of 454. In their sectional, also in the Elwood Panthers sectional, that's 2A, sectional 36, those 8 teams are Alexandria, Blackford, Bluffton, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Franklin, Tipton. Tipton is going to jog off the field and go into a pep talk right now, 6:43. Elwood Panthers still out on the field doing some time-ups, going to the opposite goal, just starting at the 25. They're going to the South Goal. Tipton Blue Devils, we'll mention the principal is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, West Lafayette, and Twin Lakes. Tipton Blue Devils are currently 0-1 on the season. They've not begun the Hoosier Conference East Division matchups. Next week, as mentioned, they'll have Twin Lakes at Twin Lakes. We'll mention the head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, 129 wins, 67 losses, working in year number 18. He's at Tipton High School, graduated there, graduated 1990 with the college at IU, 1995 graduate from the Hoosier State. Hoosier right there. And the next game, we did mention the next Friday. That'll be a new month. It'll be September 2nd. 7:30 start time next week. Got to travel to Monticello. Need a little bit more time. 7:30 kickoff next week. Tipton will be at Twin Lakes in Monticello. We'll talk a little bit about the Elwood Panthers. Elwood Panthers, they have a school enrollment of 410. As mentioned, Class 2A, Sectional 36. We mentioned the principal at Elwood High School is Heather Anderson. The athletic director is Ryan Van Skyock. Met him a while ago, pretty kind gentleman. Let us put a banner up so we could put it anywhere we like. We did so, we're thankful. And we'll mention the athletic secretary is Amber Sali. Amber Sali, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. And we'll be communicating for basketball season also. We'll mention Elwood High School is located at 1137 North 19th Street, Elwood, Indiana, 46036. You can dial them by phone at 765-552-9854. On the web, it's elwoodpanthers.net. Then where the colors red, royal blue. They perform in the Central Indiana Conference. That conference, 8 teams in it. They are Eastbrook, Franklin, Madison Grant, Oak Hill, Alexandria, Blackford, Elwood, and Mississinawa. There's Mr. Stan Carson right there. John Hines Betts. We'll talk to him in a moment. They'll come up here and chat with us in a minute. I played on his football team. He was on mine. We were both Huskies back in the day. We'll mention Central Indiana Conference. I think I did. Eastbrook, Franklin, Madison Grant, Oak Hill, and Alexandria, Blackford, Elwood, and Mississinawa. We are at Panther Stadium, natural grass. Sit over here a little closer, Shannon Carson. Missing the sits up right here. Elwood Panthers also 0-1 on the season. Have not begun the Central Indiana Conference. Head coach, we spoke to him pregame. That's Michael Karn, working in year number 2. He's a graduate from Chase County High School, 2008. Went to Ball State, graduated 2012. Next week on Friday night, 7 o'clock start, Elwood will be at Franklin. I tell you what, Shane Carson, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great, AJ. Good to see you. Glad to see you out here at the Panther Stadium tonight.
Tell you what, you wore number 7 for a while for the Huskies. You could play the linebacker position. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Well, I did. I like the outside position there. I like to take them guys to the sideline. That's what these boys need to do tonight. And they got a young team, but boy, the coaching staff and the athletic director and the whole school system is just really, really trying to build this program back up.
Well, I tell you what, you're here because you're John Hines' teacher. Commercial, what's that, commercial trades?
Precision machining, yep.
Yeah, I saw you on Facebook, had your whole classroom on there.
I sure did. I try to promote our program, teach these kids a trade, and great paying jobs and a lot of jobs, especially in the skill trades, yes.
I know you do well. How many years you've been here now?
AJ, I just started my 29th year.
That's excellent. I say what, you know quite a bit. You allowed me to make a sign for you. It's still up.
It's still hanging up above my shop, and I was thinking of you the other day, and I thought maybe it was time to, after about 30 years, time to get a new one.
I say what, that'd be fine. We could also play some Keno.
We should play some Keno.
I'm going to get started here.
Hey, you have a great evening, AJ, and it's good talking to you, and I'm glad you're here.
You're one of my favorites. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, AJ.
That is Shannon Carson.
He's teaching right here, machine trades. You heard him say, this is his 29th year at John Hines Vocational School. We were talking about that with Coach Kern, the tail end of his interview. We thank you for listening. We'll also mention some stuff that happened last week. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference games on week one. Here are the results. This is back in last Friday, the 19th of August. It was Benton Central. They hosted Delphi. Benton Central got the win 20-14. Tipton hosted Frankton. Tipton fell to Frankton 13-13. We'll mention Hamilton Heights. They were at LaPel last Friday night. They got a win, decisive win, 34-7. The only 7:30 start last week, West Lafayette hosted Harrison. Harrison, a 6A school. West Lafayette, a 3A school. Coach Shane Fry in West Lafayette defeated Harrison 27-14. Another 7 o'clock start last week. Central Catholic traveled to Seager. Seager Patriots fell to Central Catholic 45-21. Another 7 o'clock start, Lewis Cass. Lewis Cass got the win over Pioneer 16-0. That was a home game for Lewis Cass. An 8 o'clock start, Rensselaer Central traveled to Kankakee Valley. Rensselaer Central got the win 19-0. 7 o'clock start at Western High School, Tri-West. Tri-West got the win 20-14. 7 o'clock start final game in the Hoosier Conference. It was a conference matchup. It was an East Division playing a West Division. 7 o'clock start, it was Twin Lakes at Northwestern. Northwestern got a decisive win. Rob Patchett, second-year coach, got his first win. First game of the season over Twin Lakes, 33-7. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference and what's going to happen tonight. Week 2, August 26th. 7 o'clock start, Dillon is at Central Catholic. 7 o'clock start, Hamilton Heights at North Montgomery. 7 o'clock start, McConaughey at Lewis Cass. 8 o'clock start, North Newton is at Rensselaer Central. 7 o'clock start, Northwestern is at Eastern, right there at home of the Comets. 7 o'clock start, Seager, the Seager Patriots, are at Benton Central tonight. A 7:30 start time, South Bend Clay is at Twin Lakes tonight. His last three is 7 o'clock starts. Tipton right here with Elwood. West Lafayette at McCutcheon. And Western is at Western Boone. Western Boone got a win last week over Sheridan. It was at Sheridan. Western Boone got a 35-12 decision. Western may have their hands full tonight. Let's turn to your conference games. They're all non-conference. And I got to mention, I got a text earlier today. Must have been shortly after 5 o'clock. Mr. Nate Powell. Nate Powell, one of my favorite friends. So when he's at Purdue right now, he's getting an education. He's not playing any formal athletics. He's probably playing some basketball scrimmage out there on maybe on a Saturday and some weeknight. You know he can. He wore number 3 last year for the Blue Devils. I think he led the team in touchdown receptions. And he had a couple, maybe three interceptions also. That's Mr. Nate Powell. He said he's going to listen to the game tonight. He's always welcome to what I owe him, a dinner or an evening, maybe a breakfast sometime, and he gets back this way. We'll go ahead and mention a little bit about the Central Indiana game night results from last week. Last week, in the Central Indiana Conference on the 19th of August, 7 o'clock game, Eastern Hancock. They were home with Alexandria. Eastern Hancock got the win, 44-22. That was 7 o'clock start. Eastbrook was at Huntington North. Eastbrook Panthers got the win over Huntington North, 39-26. That was 7 o'clock start. Eastern, they were at Oak Hill. Oak Hill got the win, 41 to a field goal for Eastern, 41-3. 7 o'clock start, Frankton was at Kitchen. Frankton got the win, 13-13. All the scoring happened in the first half. 7 o'clock start last week, Jay County was at Blackford. They were in Hartford City. Jay County got the win. This is alma mater for Michael Carn, head coach for the Elwood Panthers. Jay County got the win over Blackford, 41-0. A 7:30 start last week, Norwell was at Mississinawa. Norwell got the win, 22-7. 7 o'clock start right here at Elwood last week. Shenandoah got the win, 56-0. Now, in 7 o'clock start last week, Madison Grant hosted Tri-Central. Madison Grant got the win. That's Brady Turner, 48-7 over Tri-Central. This week, second week of high school football on a Friday night. That's August 26th. Here's the game schedule for Central Indiana Conference. 7 o'clock start, Blackford is at Fremont tonight. 7 o'clock start, LaPel is at Franklin. Madison Grant tonight, 7 o'clock start, they're at Southern Wells. 7 o'clock start, Mississinawa at Marion tonight. At 7:30 start time, New Haven is at Eastbrook. The last 3 or 7 o'clock starts, Oak Hill is at Southwood. Kitchen right here at Elwood, and Wabash is at Alexandria. Scoreboard's rolling down, 1:55 left in pregame. Blue Devils are huddled right there in the back corner of the north end zone, having a pep talk. Probably going to give grace. Give credit where credit is due. Blue Devils and the Panthers. It's an annual event for football. I tell you what, earlier this week, I was looking on Facebook. Somebody posted the top 10 running back lists in the NFL. I'm going to go ahead and let you know what they posted. At number one, they have Barry Sanders for the Lions. Number two, Walter Payton for the Bears. In my opinion, those two should be switched. Walter Payton, in my estimation, best running back I've seen. Third position is Jim Brown. He played for the Browns. Fourth position, Eric Dickerson. He played for the Rams and came over to the Colts in 84. Fifth position, played for the Cowboys, at Emmitt Smith. You check him out. He only carried the ball in his left arm. Doesn't matter which sideline he was running. That ball was in the left arm. He says that's his strong arm. Sixth position at the top 10 is Adrian Peterson from the Vikings. Adrian Peterson almost broke the single-season rushing record. Just missed it by about 8 yards. Coach took him out. Evidently didn't know how many yards he needed. Seventh position, LaDainian Tomlinson from the Chargers. Number eighth position, Marshall Faulk. He's a Ram as a Ray. He didn't play for the Colts. He played very well for the Indianapolis Colts. Number nine position, Dale Sears. Tremendous athlete for the Bears. And at number 10 for the Bills, Orenthal James Simpson. That's O.J. Simpson. That guy could fly even through an Avis airport. And the coin toss out there in midfield. Blue Devils, wearing the white uniform top. They're wearing the white jerseys, blue pants. Elwood wearing the blue pants. They're wearing the red jerseys. You look out there, 72, Lewis Gray, I think that back, 72, Hunter Saleh out there among the captains. They're going to let us know how the toss went. They're going to say that the toss was miscalled. Zip didn't get the toss right. But anyway, they give the option to Elwood to kick off or receive. They elected to kick off. Clifton going to receive from the south or travel to the north. That's away from the scoreboard. And Elwood will kick off towards the scoreboard from the north to the south. So we're getting ready for some football, but we're going to have a national anthem here momentarily. So Elwood will defer to the second half. It's the main thing when they meet with the umpire at halftime. They want to select to receive. Sometimes teams kick off both halves, and coach don't like that very well. But I'm getting ready for some football right here. The band is on hand, do you believe so? We'll double check. They've got a lot of activities going on out here behind the stadium grandstand. They're selling cotton candy. They've got a booth right there where you can become a booster for the Elwood Panthers. And Michelle Garman out there doing some video with her phone. So they're talking it up right now. Public address. So they're doing good. And as mentioned, basketball shoes driven. Kentucky Wildcats basketball team. Coach, big part of that. So they're getting a hand clap right now for a lot of hospitality from both of these schools, Clifton and Elwood. Pretty good group of Blue Devils across the way. I'm in the home grandstand, which is the south end, which is top row. I'm going to recognize some active military here tonight. Rightfully so. I'm going to ask folks to stand to be recognized, and there they go. The band is to my left at the other end of the stadium. It's just cement bleachers. Well done. We're going to stand for the national anthem here momentarily. We will have a moment of silence in our national anthem. The Elwood High School Band performing our national anthem. For one last time I was in this position up here in Southwest Stadium, Mr. Nick Zachary was here with me. I wish he was here, but he's got duties. He's become a pretty good coach over there at Westfield for the Shamrocks. Keep an eye on them. They may be on the warpath again. We're going to mention the Atlanta Earth Festival. It's going to happen on September 24th, 25th. Be sure to set your calendar for the first weekend in September. This year's festival will be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 24th and 25th. Yes, the population of Atlanta, Indiana is approximately 750. But this small northern Hamilton County town has seen as many as 100,000 visitors at the annual Atlanta Earth Festival. Yes, unique crafts, unique arts, antiques, vintage decor, a farmer's market, a kid's zone, food, and live entertainment. There is no admission charge for the Atlanta Earth Festival. This comes to kickoff. By the Elwood Panthers, high in the under end. He's going to be taken at the 22 by Eli Carter. He's going to get up the gut, fill the field. He's going to get the midfield across the 50. He's going to go in the sideline, 20-yard line, 15, 10, 5. Eli Carter, 78-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. We'll also mention, if you like the Covered Bridge Festival in Park County, you'll really like the Earth Festival in Atlanta. Again, that's September 24th and 25th. If you want booth space, for info for booth space, you can go to atlantaindiana.com. Or you can dial 765-292-2626. Dakota Ferg in for the extra point. Right-footed kicker, a little bit soccer style. Take a three-yard approach. Here's the whistle. Here comes a snap. Holds good. Boot goes through the uprights. 7-0 contest. We played 14 seconds in the first quarter. Tipton's going to kick off. Getting ready for kickoff, and Elwood Panthers will receive. Had some good cooperation this week. Thankful for the athletic department of Elwood. That's Ed Bersali. Again, their athletic director for the Westfield, for the Elwood Panthers, is Ryan Van Skyock, a kind gentleman. Coach Korn let us know a couple of players not going to be in action tonight for Elwood. They are both freshmen. One of them is Bracken Jetty, who is 13. He will not be in action tonight. He's a fullback. And we'll also mention at the center position, Lewis Gray was 77, 6'1", 300 pounds. Also a freshman. Also on the offensive line for Elwood, another freshman, 6'4", 235, was number 68. That's Trenton Jones. They have 20 freshmen on their roster. They have 38 overall. They got 10 seniors. Tipton with 10 seniors. Here comes the boot. Dakota Berg from the left hash will bounce once, take it at the 15. They'll go the opposite way. They'll look for an opening. You'll get knocked down right there. In on the return. Taylor Bamar. Brought down right there, 81, Zane Goodrich. Ball's going to be spotted at the 28-yard line. Near the center of the field, about 10 yards to the right of the left hash. They're marking at the 29. They reset the football. Going to turn the huddle. They're set out into a spread offense. Going to go under center. Going to be the quarterback, Owen Huff. Take a quick snap, they'll go up the gut. They pick up a quick five, maybe five and a half. Right there. Mullins, the ball carrier. They go to a hurry up offense. No huddle. Understand? They're going to open up to the hole. Fullback. They go try to go two hole right side. The pile moves from right to left. Didn't get much, maybe got a yard, yard and a half on the carry. They're going with a tempo offense. Working right there.
and they'll hurry up again. They'll use no huddle. And they'll get back up to the line of scrimmage. And when Huff under center, slot right, they got a wing right, split left, single man in the backfield. Under center is Owen Huff. He'll reverse out, hand off. They get a first down and more. They get out near the 15-yard line. Going to call it at the 49. A good carry for number 5, Jay Mullins. Jay Mullins wears number 10. He's going to take the fullback duties in this game and take over for Bracken. That's Bracken Jetty. Going to get a breather this game. First and 10 at the 49, their own 49, under center. Is Huff going to get some early movement? Didn't move much. Going to be a legal procedure on the Elwood Panthers. Wasn't much of a flinch. Pretty good eyesight for this group of officials. There are 4 of them. You know, officials, they're scarce. There's a good calling for officials in high school sports. Football, basketball, baseball, you name it. If you love sports, you'd love to be an official. It's about the best seat in the house. And you can help the young men play the game. So then we're going to drop back to pass, mid-step drop. Ball's off the fingertips. Tried the slant pattern from the left split end. Couldn't bring it in. It almost landed in the lap of the defensive corner right there. Couldn't bring it in. Ball's incomplete. Going to be second down in 15. So they'll work back to the line of scrimmage. They'll check their wristbands. Looking at the coach sideline, getting the play call. They've got plenty of time. Play clock started at 40 for this play. It's currently at 15, 14, 13. They check their wristbands. 10:07, clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Working it from the 43. Going to open up, ball's on the surface. Blue Devils might have jumped on it. About 4 yards in the backfield, and the Blue Devils picked up the loose ball. Couldn't quite make the handoff there, slipped out, and right away, Blue Devils jumped on it. Blue Devils are going to have a pretty short porch here in the Elwood Panther side of the 50. They're going to spot it near the 40-yard line. Going to call it the 41 of Elwood. Blue Devils back on offense. They'll use the huddle. They're adjourned. 10 minutes left, straight up. Clock stopped to change the possession. Trips to the right, put out wide left is Goodrich. Shotgun formation. Pointing right there, Vince Hooper. The pitcher right side in the backfield in a hurry. Nearly took the toss. Elwood Panther going to be a loss on the play. We're going to call this Alex Munoz, he's a senior, 5'11", 160. Where's number 28? Alex Munoz came in a hurry to almost take the snap. I should say take the pitch in the backfield. Eli Carter had nothing he could do. Ball's marked back to the 47-yard line. They're calling it 2nd and 16 on the board. Slot left, slot right. From the center of the field, 47-yard line of Elwood. Shotgun. They go near motion away. I'm going to give it to Mahaney. He's the motion man. He'll get a good gainer. He'll get down to the 35 of Elwood. Stayed in bounds. Mahaney's just a freshman. Mahaney went out last week. Might have had a hammy. He's back this week. Mahaney just a freshman. Let you know, Isaiah Mahaney, 5'8", 151. Freshman class, lines up as a wide receiver. You've been in motion left to right, right there, parallel to the line of scrimmage. And got the toss, short toss from Ventura. Ventura's going to take the shotgun. He's lined up at the 40. Ball's at the 35. He's going to run the other way. They're going to give it to Eli Carter. Eli Carter going to get stuck right there. Trying to break contain, trying to break the corner, couldn't quite get it done. They're going to spot him at the 38-yard line. It's going to be fourth down. They need 3. Starting off the field is Condit. Fourth down and 3. Blue Devils at the
3-yard line of Elwood. 8 minutes, clock moving. First quarter, Clifton in front, 7-0. Eli Carter took the opening kickoff, 78 yards for a touchdown. Shotgun, Vince Hoover will hand off right to left. First down, Eli Carter, just inside the 25-yard line, just did. That's the first, I should take that back. They need 3, he got 8. So they'll spot the ball. Just inside the 25-yard line from the left hash. A roll to clock, 7:40. Clock moving. We're in the first quarter, 7-0 contest. Tipton in front. Run the opening kickoff back. It's kind of like playing with house money. Blue Devils come up with a fumble. First possession for Elwood on the plus side for the Blue Devils. They fall on it. They're on that drive right now. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Pounded in the backfield. He'll take the handoff. They'll go right side. He'll veer out. He'll go 6-0. He'll veer out again. He's got a first down. He's going to be tripped up. He's going to trip him up near the 5-yard line. Condit was on his horse. He gets to the 5. It's going to be first and goal for the Blue Devils. Diaz, I think, as Calvin Condit. Saw Calvin Condit earlier before the ball game. Might have seen him at the Clifton Sports Complex earlier today. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield with him. They're going to line up the wing left, split out wide left, going to hand off. Going to take the handoff. Vince Hoover going to take the football. Going to go across the goal line, and it's going to be a touchdown. Vince Hoover take the handoff to right to left, take it to Eli Carter. Kept it himself. Got in the end zone, a 5-yard run. For Vince Hoover. They'll line it up for the point after. Dakota Ferg. And ready to boot one through. Chartreuse goal post. They look nice. Toes good. Kick is good. 14-0 contest. 6:34 left here in the first quarter. Elwood Panthers going to receive. Blue Devils going to kick the ball away. We are thankful for support sponsors for this football game. We are thankful, and we'll miss him. One of those sponsors is Larson and Sons Target Sports. At Target Sports, they're at 408 Sheridan, Indiana. I should say South Main Street. 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Their phone number is 317-758-5886. And then we'll also mention they have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade gun sales right there on Main Street, Target Sports. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome there also. You can see them on Facebook. Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Here's the approach. Dakota Ferg. End under end. It's going to be left side. It's going to go out of bounds. Goes out at the 11. So in all likelihood, Elwood will take the ball 35 yards from the kick spot. I think they're back 25 yards from the kick spot. So they'll take it back and they'll pick it up. They'll put it down at the 35-yard line. Elwood will have it first and 10. They could have backed them up 5 yards, made them kick it again. They elected not to. They could have taken the football where it went out of bounds. At the 11, they elected not to. Their third choice, they accepted. They'll take the ball 25 yards from the kickoff spot, and that's where they're at, 35-yard line at the right hash. Under center, once again, junior quarterback, Owen Huss, single man in the backfield, slot right, slot left. They'll open up through the hole, we go three hole, they get a positive gain. They're called a gain of two. You know, the carry right there, Jay Mullins, 6 foot 155, just a sophomore. Ashley and Carson Mission, a lot of young guys on this team. They do have 10 seniors, 5 juniors, just 2 sophomores, and 20 freshmen. That's the Elwood Panthers. Shotgun formation for Huff. He's going to drop the throw. He's going to run a quarterback draw. He's going to break the chain right side to Condit right there to make the tackle. Condit lines up and makes the stop. To get a positive gain, they need to pick up a couple. So now being third down 6 from the 34-yard line. Elwood territory. They're checking the wristbands. A little bit like Central Catholic. Central Catholic rarely huddles. They get their play from the sideline. They check the wristband right there near their positional area. And the Elwood Panthers are ready to go. Under center, Owen Huff. Six-step drop, now he's going to roll left. He's going to keep the ball himself. He's going to be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils. Condit was in there. And they're working right there on the field. Also, Henderson was in on the stop for the Blue Devils. Clayton Henderson, 6 foot 182, was number 56. He's a senior. Elwood Panthers going to drop back into punt formation. Going to drop back 14 yards. Going to call for the snap right there. 4:37 on the game clock. Clock is moving. First quarter. Good snap. They're going to blow the play dead. Might have been early movement. Timeout called by Elwood. Not sure where the play clock was at. It might have been winding down. Coach Michael Karn going to call timeout. Talk this over. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity football game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008. Timeout on the field. Timeout called by Elwood. I believe they'll grant a 2-minute timeout. For both teams, doesn't matter who calls it. But right now, Simpson and Elwood back on the surface. They're ready to go. Punt formation. Draw back again, 14 yards deep. 4:28 on the game clock. Looking for a snap. Snap is good. He'll boot away. The high floater. He'll be called for a fair catch. Couldn't make the catch, but he'll jump on it. Eli Carter got off of his forearm right there. Might have got his elbow. The bent elbow pops out. Backing up a couple yards, but Eli Carter jumps on the football. They'll keep possession. He's going for a fair catch. There was a lot of folks around him. Really congested. No one really bothering him to make the catch. That sun is out. Trying to make that catch where the sun spotted is shining. Got a nip of some shadows on the field. The sun be down here momentarily. 4:20 on the game clock. Blue Devils lining up for the third possession. I call it that. Opening kickoff, we'll call that as one. They line up with twins left side, just stacked. Shotgun formation, Ventura, he'll hand off. Left to right, he'll go two-hole. That's Eli Carter. They get out near the 40. A lot of whistles right there. Eli Carter, he's a man. They take him backwards. Eli Carter going to pick up about 4 on the carry. Going to be second down and 6. Ball spotted at the 39-yard line, Tipton territory. 14-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. Blue Devils going to send 3 trips to the right up on the line of scrimmage. That's Landon Spidell. Spoke about him in pregame with Coach Aaron Toll. Put out wide left. They're going to go double screen left, right side. Get blocking out front. He's near a first down.
makes the reception. 28, Clark Rodeball. He's a senior, 6'1", 155. To get it out to the 45-yard line. He's just shy of a first. About 2 football lengths needed for this first down. Third and less than 1 yard to go. Trips to the left, spread out wide right. Is Goodrich. Single man to backfield. Going to hand off. He'll get a first down. That's Condit. Calvin Condit. He's going to get much more than just a first down. He goes into Elwood territory near the 40-yard line. Calvin Condit, the ball carrier. Sophomore, 5'6", 135. He gets the most of that frame. They'll roll the clock, change the set. 2:48 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Blue Devils driving. They're at the 40-yard line of Elwood. 14-0 contest. Kipton in front. Slot left, slot right, short side of field from the right hash. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Call the cadence. Single man in the back, there we go, motion. They'll fake it to Eli Carter out of slot. Pass play, a little bit tall. Looking for Zane Goodrich out of a slot. He just ran a go route. Pass is a bit too tall for Goodrich to be incomplete. Second down, 10. So they'll work it from right there. Blue Devils in Elwood Panther territory, just inside the 40-yard line. Clock stop, incomplete pass. 2:19 remaining during the first quarter. Going to line up with a split wide right. It's Goodrich. It goes trips to the left from the right hash. He's calling the cadence. Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. Pass play left side. They're in a bubble screen. They're just some good blocking out front. Landon Spidell. Still on the catch. He's going to be knocked out of bounds. Going to take 4 Panthers to get that done. And a nice catch and run. Yards after the catch. Well done. 28. So they'll move the football. It's going to be just inside the 20-yard line. First and 10. So they'll run it from the left hash this time. Got a timeout on the field. To jog off right there. One of the 4 that was in on the tackle out of bounds. Going to help him to the locker room or the bench area. We'll hope the best for him. Might be Keegan Davenport. I believe it's 85. It is. Keegan Davenport, 85. He's a freshman, 6'2", 155. Listed as a defensive back. He's going to be tended to right there on the bench. Favoring that left ankle, I do believe. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Chopping a throw. He's going to throw one through the end zone. It's going to be caught. Just across the goal line. It's Landon Spidell once again. He's got a string of a touchdown in each of the first 2 games for the Blue Devils. Landon Spidell played a lot of quarterback position a year ago and in prior years. They're using him for his athletic ability. Number 10, Landon Spidell, just a sophomore, 6'2", 172. It's a pretty good frame to catch passes. Puts the mind of a Nate Powell. Then the shotgun. Going for 2. The handoff right to left. Eli Carter. 2-point conversion is good. Double check. Yeah, I believe so. Double check that. That was the touchdown. My error. Spidell didn't quite get in the end zone with that reception. So we'll take that pass back off the docket for him. He'll get one later. He'll try the point after touchdown. Dakota Ferg. The call for the snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. And the kick is good. Dakota Ferg, 3-for-3.
21-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. Blue Devils will kick off to the Elwood Panthers. Really, thank you for listening. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They are 2022 Class 1A champions. They're 27-6. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter with the Tipton Blue Devils. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Thank you for listening. Blue Devils getting ready for the kickoff. They'll take the field. Elwood doing the same. 1:26 left in the first quarter. Early going on a Friday night. Set that block just inside the hash on the left side. That's Dakota Ferg. Official going to hand deliver the football to Dakota. They put it right there on the tee. That's a pretty vertical. 40-yard line for Kitchen. 21-0 contest. Dakota Ferg. Ball fell off the tee. Got a little bit of a wind. Not much. But as vertical as she likes it, doesn't take much to knock it off the tee. Let's try it one more time. If it don't blow off, if it does blow off, they'll be asked to hold the football at the top end of it. It'll be taken at the 15 on the kickoff. They're working back the other way. He'll try to get to the sideline, Blue Devil sideline, that return by number 10, Caleb Lamar. Senior 5'9", 155. Blue Devils put the stop on him inside the 25-yard line, called the 24. So bring the Elwood Panther football into the game. They'll throw the kickball, a Dakota kick, and they'll throw it to the Blue Devil sideline. Ball spotted, 24-yard line at the left hash for Elwood. They'll huddle up for this play. They'll adjourn. 1:18 left in the first quarter. Change of possession. Clock will start on the snap. They'll line up. Shot to the right. Split out wide left. Two in the backfield. Under center. Huffy. Huff's going to take the shotgun snap. Blue Devil's going to stop him for a loss. The handoff goes right side, and the Blue Devil is going to make the stop inside the 20. Put a spot right there at the 20-yard line. I should mention, this field is always beautiful. The striping, the numbers, the multi-collar numbers, the multi-collar lines, the 50-yard line, handoff goes left side. Short to little gain right there. Blue Devils make the stop. Back at the 20-yard line. Going to bring that third down. 40 seconds. Clock moving. They'll have to get this playoff. Game clock outweighs the play clock. They're looking for the play from the sideline. They're looking right there. They'll check their wristband. As Coach Karn mentioned, they have a big offensive front. Five of them. I looked that up. 247 average. A pass in the flat to the 20. Outside the 25, 26-yard line forward progress stop. Condit and Goodrich right there. That was an early whistle. I don't blame him one bit. That was 28. Alex Munoz, senior. They blew that forward progress whistle pretty darn early. And Munoz wasn't too happy, and I don't blame him. First quarter elapses. So after one quarter of play, 21-0. Tipton in front, getting ready for the second quarter. And I will also mention college football coming up this week. We mentioned that last week. First games of college football for the bigger schools in the state of Indiana. Next Thursday, the September 1st, 7 p.m., Ball State will be at Tennessee. And then also the same night, 8 p.m., Purdue, the Boilermakers, will be at Penn State. On Friday night next week, September 2nd, Indiana will be at Illinois. That's an 8 p.m. start time. And then on Saturday, September 3rd, a 7:30 p.m. start, Notre Dame will be at Ohio State. That may be a good matchup. No Urban Meyer, not yet. He'll probably land somewhere in the college realm. He's too good a coach to not be there. 12 minutes on the game clock. Elwood going the opposite direction. They'll go away from the scoreboard, south to the north. They'll drop back in punt formation, fourth and 14, 12-yard drop. They'll boot one. End over end, going to bounce, going to get a good Elwood bounce, going to go across the 50 and out of bounds near the 48 of Tipton. Tipton will start at their own 48-yard line. 11:52 on the game clock. Here come the Blue Devils on offense. We will mention at left tackle, inserted for this ball game, 6'4", 287 pounds. At Jackson Withrow. Jackson Withrow, there's number 57. Hayden Blair, he steps over, plays the left guard position, 64 is his number, 6'200". That's Hayden Blair. Going to line up in a shotgun, two in the backfield, left side and right side of Vince Uber. Just a half yard behind. Slot left, split right, short side of field is the right side. Going to hand off. Eli Carter, you know, blocking back out in front of him. He breaks containment. He got a first down and more. He's inside the 30-yard line of Elwood. He'll be dragged down near the 26, maybe the 25-yard line. Good blocking out front as the Blue Devils break contain. 11:40 on the game clock. I don't believe he got out of bounds. They'll start the clock, I'm thinking. They will. They'll roll the clock. 11:38, clock moving. First down six are placed. 25-yard line. They'll need to get to the 15 to earn another first down. The 25 yards out from Pater. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. Slot right, split left. Two in the backfield. Calling the cadence, Vince Hoover. Pointing out some directions. Here's a shot to throw. Fast play. They throw it out in the fire. Get it out there and it's going to be caught. First down catch right there. Correct the catch. Tipton Blue Devils. Oliver Conaway. Oliver Conaway, he's a sophomore. 5'8", 120. He hauls that one in. Picks up another first down. False place at the 11th. Yard line of Elwood. Blue Devils can theoretically get another first down at the 1. Last week, I mentioned that, and they did it. They hit the 11 last week. They got to the 1. They picked up another first down. They hit first and goal from the 1. 21-0, Blue Devils on the doorstep. 11-yard line from the right hash. Slot right, split left. Two in the backfield. Dropping the throw, hands over. And let one go. A little bit too far out in front of Eli Carter. Just a snippet. Just missing. Vince Hoover had to wait for the linebacker, had to wait for Eli Carter to clear that second level to try to find that path to get the ball to Eli Carter just a bit out front. Second down, 10. Clock stop, incomplete pass. 10:29 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils in front, 21-0. They line up in a shotgun once again. Two in the backfield. They'll line up with Eli Carter, right side, and the left side with Condon. Get the handoff in. They actually going to be Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin gets the carry from the right half back. He gets down near the 2. 2-yard line, Sutter Griffin. Good ball carrier. He's a junior. 5'9", 165. Tipton Blue Devils, they keep their weight room open. They got these guys. I got to admit, I did an early practice this year. About 15 of them had their jerseys off. And I said, well, they absolutely get in the weight room. I wish I had a belly like they do. I'll never have it again. 9:50 on the game clock. Takes the snap, he'll hand off. Does Vince Hoover, Condit, the ball carrier, We're going to get to inside the one. They're going to pick up necessary yardage. It's going to be a first and goal situation for the Blue Devils. First that back, they're going to look at, check the. They're going to evidently they're going to have to measure, or they're going to call it. They're going to call sign out. The referees are going to measure this. Guy outside here, run the box. He's saying that's a first down. They're pretty much in agreement over there with the chain keepers. They're going to bring the ball in, evidently. I don't think it's necessary. I think they should just stay first down. But they're going to run them in. They're going to make these guys earn their money running in the sticks from the sideline. I think they're going to find this more than a football length to the good reception. I'm going to stretch it. Holding that football still. Don't want somebody to bump it with the foot or the wind to move it. And they're going to be over football length ahead for a first down. Ball just inside the one. Going to line it up in the right hash. Blue Devils going to have four downs if they need them from right here. 9:28 left during the second quarter. And my wife lets us know, plugged in, still working okay. Thank you, Paul. Very kind. I would not know otherwise. So they're lining up in the shotgun. Calvin Condit in the back door. Twins left side. They're going to tie it in right. They're going to hand off to Condit. Condit going to dive it across. Touchdown. Condit dives it across. Gets about a yard deep across the goal line. Calvin Condit puts 6 points on the Blue Devil board. 9:10 left. We're in the second quarter. 27-0. They'll spot the ball. They'll put the block down. That's Dakota Ferg. He plays his own block out there. Puts it where he wants it. They'll line up a little bit soccer style, not much. Looking for a good snap. Snap skills. Holds good. Boot is good. Dakota Ferg, 4-for-4. 28-0, 9:10 remaining here in the first half. And we do thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. We're making those Indianapolis Colts. Tomorrow night can be the third and final preseason football game. And we'll mention the Colts. The first game of the season. It's going to be on 9/11. Yes, we know that those two numbers mean quite a bit in the United States. September 11th at 1 o'clock, Indianapolis will be at Houston. And then the second game will be on the 18th, a week later at 1 o'clock. They'll be at Jacksonville. That Jacksonville game is going to be a rematch. Hoping for the best for the Colts. And we got to mention, next, let's go back to the 9th of September, Jim Irsay, his band, and his friends with Mac. Ian Wilson's going to be there. It's going to happen at Lucas Oil. It'll be a concert. But they're going to have that on a Friday night when the Football Friday is going on. That don't make sense. It's going to have it on Saturday. Ian Bender-Ann kicked him to mishandle it. They'll take it back up on the 15-yard line and take it right side. Be pushed out of bounds near the 28. 13-yard return for Elwood. There's a flag on the play. Flag on the play. He's laying near the 33-yard line of Elwood. Ball is setting still on the sideline. Evidently going to be a tipping infraction. So we'll look at the white-hatted gentleman holding. Take that back. It's going to be on Elwood. See what Tipton elects to do. I'll probably take it back for sure. 28, they'll take it back to the 18-yard line. Elwood will put the ball in play at the 18. It'll still be first and 10. We'll spot it right there. Left is the right hash for Elwood. Still traveling from the south to the north. Look across the way there. Some guys playing football. younger variety, probably elementary kids. Reminds me of my younger days of doing that. Under center, Owen Huff. You're pitching. The wing back goes around left to right. The ball is loose and it's picked up on the fly right here. I believe it's Owen Huff. Double check here. Yeah, Owen Huff picks up a loose ball or a ball in flight. Might have been a strong hit. Just slides the football. No, it wasn't Huff. Our mission at carry was Caleb Lamar. He was number 10. He's a senior. At the right place, the right time, with good reflexes. First down, Elwood, out to the 33-yard line. Quick pass, the flat right side, caught. Tackle made by Zane Goodrich. Also there was Eli Carter. Catch is made by Elwood. Number 4, Braden Beeman. Braden Beeman, he's a senior, 6 foot, 150. The wide receiver and a defensive back. Expect their wristbands to do the Elwood Panthers. Ball's at the 36-yard line. First and six. Second and six. Handoff up the middle. Forward progress stops about the 36.5-yard line. I've been a gain of a half a yard. Blue Devils put the hit on him and driving backwards. So they'll line it up right there. It's going to be a double check. Third down, I believe. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line. 6 yards needed. Take that back. Second down, six. They take their wristbands. Ball's at the 36. Shotgun formation. Owen Huff, single man in the backfield. Slot right. Slot left. They're going to double wing. Chopping a throw to Huff. They'll throw it out of the flat. The lateral. The long handoff. They'll get out of bounds. And the Blue Devils put a good hit on him. Knocking him out of bounds. Eli Carter was in on that tackle. He gets passed to Mullins. So he gets pushed out of bounds. They called a pass. It was actually a backwards pass. Not sure if the umpire would have got a good vantage point had that ball not been caught right in front of where I'm sitting. Ball's been spotted at the 36-yard line and called timeout. Official timeout. They want to talk this over, a couple of them. Linebacker official and the umpire. They're going to pull the defensive back official in. They're trying to make sure that the down marker is right. Back in the day, an NFL game on TV, one team actually got 5 downs. It doesn't happen much, but that one for sure did. The booth ran the replay back, the replay back, the replay back. And they got 5 downs without getting a first. Go figure. NFL. Clock's in a roll inside 7 minutes. Timeout called. Another official timeout. Might be for water. Not quite sure. Might be official timeout. 28-0 contest. Elwood and Tipton. Tipton in front. We're at Elwood High School. Sun's getting ready to go down. A lot of shadows on the field right here. And the cheerleaders for Elwood doing a fine job making that joyful noise. Along with that band, the Elwood Panther High School Band, sounding marvelous. Third down, six. Water broke for both teams. A lot of football happening around the region. Noblesville Millers. Their original game for tonight couldn't happen. I'm not sure why. So Noblesville had to get on the horn and find a game for their team tonight. And they're up by Chicago. They are across the state line. They're playing a team from Illinois. And the travel, I should mention the travel rule for high school football, you cannot travel more than 3 hours to play a team. So that means you can't fly on a plane, go play somebody on the West Coast. That means you got to get on a bus and you can't travel more than 3 hours to whoever you're going to play. Noblesville, right about at that limit tonight, just across the Illinois border near Chicago. Going to line up in shotgun. So it's 4th and 6. They're going for it. It's incomplete. Playing defense, very well done. Nice play for the Blue Devils. Nice to ball down. That was Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett was playing defense. He put his arm out, not knowing where the ball was at. His back was to the quarterback. He got a piece of the ball, knocked it down. Incomplete. Blue Devils take over on downs. 6:53 on the game clock. Dent Hoover in the huddle, looks in the wristband, calls the play. He'll go back to the line of scrimmage. I should say Rivero is playing the right tackle position. Chase Higgins, the opposite side, was number 65. Both of them seniors. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, dropping a throw. Here comes a no block. He'll let the ball go. It's going to be incomplete. Eli Carter was running the go route up the middle of the field. Vince Hoover had to get rid of it in a hurry. Both defensive ends pretty much unblocked. Throw a beeline for Vince Hoover. He let go of the ball. 2nd down, 10. Vince Hoover, pretty good quarterback. That may be an understatement. Also a good pitcher. With a Blue Devil baseball team. That Blue Devil baseball team, they got a new scoreboard there in left field, left center. That scoreboard is gangbusters. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Slot left in motion, and Eli Carter will take the ball on the pitch. He'll go left to right. Almost dragging down and get inside the 30. He'll get down to about the 27-yard line. It'll be close to a first down. About 2 yards shy. Eli Carter, going to credit that tackle, number 72, that's Hunter Salee. Hunter Salee, 6'1", 235, lines up as a defensive nose man. Play comes in from the sideline via the legs of Ventura. 3rd down, they're calling it 2 on the scoreboard, that's accurate. Ball spotted at the 28, just inside the 28-yard line. Elwood territory. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield. He'll get the handoff to Calvin Condon. Condon's got a first down. He's got to move those legs. He'll get near the 20-yard line. They're blowing the whistle somewhat early. Somewhat early. Got to mention that Elwood whistle. I think it's back in the first quarter. That was real early. So they roll the clock. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line, just inside the right hash. 5:46, clock moving. 28-0, Blue Devils in front. Single man in the backfield, trips to the left, put out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Call the cadence, Vince Hoover. In a pass play, right side. A little bit far right of the intended target, that was Isaiah. Isaiah Mahaney couldn't bring it in. Pass was off target. Incomplete. They were in the bubble screen out there on the left side. So incomplete pass brings up 2nd down, 10. Clock stop, incomplete pass. 5:28 on the game clock. 2nd quarter, Blue Devils driving. Blue Devils at the 21-yard line of Elwood. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield, trips left, split out wide right. The hand off the conduit once again. The drive to keep the legs moving. They get you to the 20-yard line. You pick up 1. They bring up a 3rd down, 9 for the Blue Devils. Tackle on the play can be made by number 61 of Elwood. It's Bryce Reed. He's a senior, 6'2", 215. Lines up as a defensive lineman. So, Reed working right there at the 2-6 tackle position on the right side. Shotgun formation, trips to the right, split out wide left.
Blue Devils need eight. Pass play, couldn't bring it in. Try to catch it outside of him. Couldn't bring it in. Just inside the five. Intended target was Dane Goodrich. Coming up fourth down, eight. Blue Devils going to go for it. Blue Devils need eight. It's fourth and eight. Ball's at the 20-yard line. Ball's in the middle of the field. Blue Devils going to send out trips to the right side. Carver, Mahaney, and Spidell. Left side, I believe it's Zane Goodrich. Still in the backfield, dropping the throw. He'll let one go across the middle. Too high, couldn't bring it in. Trying to find the intended target. That intended target was number 12, Oliver Conaway. And the Blue Devils turn the ball over on downs. They'll give it back to Elwood. 4:43 left. A spot at the middle of the field. And Elwood will begin this possession. Nose up to the 20. First and 10, Panthers. Bringing the play in from the sideline via the legs. Number 18, Owen Huff. The Blue Devils are going to work on the three-man front. Four linebackers, four defensive backs. Carver, right cornerback, 5'7", 145. Working from the shotgun, Owen Huff. He'll hand off, came in back on the hill, keep it. Good fake right there. He'll keep it himself and pick up 5, 6, nearly 7 yards. Did not get out of bounds. Keep the clock rolling. Owen Huff and the tackle made by Eli Carter. 4:25, clock moving. Second quarter. 28-0 contest. Tipton in front. The line of scrimmage. Shotgun once again. Owen Huff, single man in the backfield. Split wide left. Wide right. Pass play. They go deep. It's going to be caught. He's going to go the distance. It's going to be a touchdown. It's going to be a 73-yard pass play from Owen Huff. Making the catch, number 10, Caleb Lamar. A junior to a senior. Lamar takes it in for a score. He's got some wheels. I got to admit, and that ball was thrown. I thought it might have been out in front of him. But Lamar tracked it down, and he went unabated to the end zone. 73-yard pass play. Pass to Lamar. Point after touchdown. On the way, right to the ticker. High resolution. Good. 28-7. 28-7 contest. 3:56 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils going to receive. Nice pass play. Huff to Lamar. As the helicopter goes overhead. Looked to be military. It was not Channel 13. I looked to my left and the south. A lot of turbines out there. Generating a lot of electricity. Looks like a bunch of Mercedes-Benz logos, if you ask me. They are moving counterclockwise. So giving the 50-50 ball away, 50 ball, I don't know if it's money or football. Used to be a football back in the day. Now they let them gamble. State of Indiana. It's all good. If I'm standing in front of somebody at a convenience store and they're buying lottery tickets, I don't complain too much because that's going to make my truck plates less money. Because they donate some back to the DMV. So they're going to put the ball back in play. It's going to be kicked off by the Elwood Panthers. Elwood Panthers going to get the opening kickoff in the second half. They're right back in this ballgame. Short approach, 5-yard approach. I believe that's 28, Alex Munoz, the kicker, 5'11", 160, a senior.
5-yard approach. That's not much. Strong legs. Elwood Panther. Waiting for the whistle. It'll be one whistle. There it is. 5-yard approach. They'll boot it end under end. Be taken at the 28-yard line by Kitchen. Took it on the run out to the 45-yard line. Blue Devil return, Calvin Condon. Just a sophomore. Where's number 36? So what? If you love a game as much as he does, you play hard. 3:49 on the game clock. Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. The right hash. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Sit out wide right. Is Zane Goodrich. Trips to the left. The wide side of the field. Condit in the backfield. Single man in the backfield. Call the cadence. Vince Hoover. They'll ask for the snap. He'll float it out the flat left side to get blocking out in front of Eli Carter. He's going to go up the sideline. He's going to spin. He's actually going to zig and zag, and he's going to go the distance. Going to be a pass play touchdown. It's going to be a 55-yard pass play from Vince Hoover to Eli Carter. Blue Devils get that 6th right back. They're looking for the 7th point. Dakota Ferg looking for a perfect night. He's 4-for-4, getting ready to attempt his 5th extra point during the first half. Holder for Tippin, number 10, number 12, Oliver Conaway. Oliver Conaway, just a sophomore, looking for a good snap. Conaway asks for the football. It's a good snap, good hold, good boot. Point after is good. Dakota Fur, 5-for-5 on the evening. 35-7, back to a 28-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Still 3:49 left before halftime. The Blue Devils will kick off once again. And they'll work from there. And well, Mitchell, we are going to miss freshman Lewis Gray. He's a center, starting center for Elwood, 6'1", 300 pounds. And also we'll be missing here in the ballgame. That's Bracken Jetty, another freshman, wears 13. His dad, Jamie Jetty, on the coaching staff. We'll hope they can get back next week. 3:49 left, second quarter. Dakota Ferg is going to line up on the left hash. Previous kickoff, he lined up on the left hash. Last one he kicked off went out of bounds at the 11. The right-footed kicker looking from the left hash. Sounds a lot like Chad Shear. That's Preston Shear's younger brother. Played linebacker for IU. Good kickoff. It's going to go in the end zone as a touchback. Got a good roll. That's what the coach wants. If you can touchback, you have job security. No question. You can always make them start on their own 20 for a touchback. Nothing better could happen. Dakota Ferg put the boot on that one. So, 1st and 10, Elwood, 3:49 left. Clock didn't start. Did not get touched in the field of play. That ball gets over the goal line. It's a touchback. High school game, it cannot be returned. College game, different story. Shotgun formation. Owen Huff, handoff, single man in the backfield. They'll dive it forward. That's number 10, Caleb Lamar. So they'll work it right there. They'll work at the line of scrimmage, pick up the play from the sideline, check the wristbands. Clock moving, 3:25. Under center, Owen Huff, single man in the backfield, double wing, double spread.
with a deep motion. They'll hand off to the right halfback. They get a first down. Still moving. Ball's loose. Ball came free. It's the scrum for it. Find out who picks it up. And the Blue Devils have it. Eli Carver comes out of the pile, holding the football. And let's see what the officials agree upon. They're going to say it's tipped in football. So the defense of Tipton is going to jog off the field. A little bit of celebration there. Eli Carver came up with the football. He came out of the pack, probably from the ground. He was ready to run the ball. He was showing everybody he had the football. So let's spot it at the 32-yard line of Elwood. Tipton takes over once again. 3:06 remaining here in the first half. Second quarter, Blue Devils adjourn to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 15. They line up with a slot left side, tight end right. Drop the throw. Ventura looking. He's going to let one go deep. He's open. Could be caught. Zane Goodrich got behind the defense. Ventura found him. Ventura, 32-yard pass play. Touchdown to Zane Goodrich. Zane Goodrich, that hammy don't hurt no more. Touchdown will cure any hammy. 2:58 on the game clock. The hold for the extra point. Conaway, that's Oliver Conaway. Sophomore can hold it for the junior class member. It's Dakota Ferg. He's going for 6-for-6. There comes a snap. There's the hold. There's the boot. Going to go right through the uprights. It's good. Dakota Ferg, 6-for-6. Point after touchdown here in the first half. 42-7. So they'll work it right there. The Blue Devils is going to kick off once again. Elwood Panthers going to return the kickoff. So a 35-point differential. If the 35-point differential goes into the second half, opening kickoff, if it's up by 35, any team up by 35, opening kickoff second half, becomes a running clock for a mercy rule. And mercy rule implemented probably 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe 5. But at the present moment, Blue Devils are up by 35 points. Going to kick off in the left hash. Backing up, soccer style, about 7 yards deep. The approach on the way from Dakota Ferg. There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. The boot one is off of that touchback again. It's going to be taken at the 3 by Elwood. Looking for an opening. Couldn't find one. He'll get it out to near the 11. Elwood Panthers going to start at their own 11-yard line. 2:53 left here in the second quarter. Offense on the field for Elwood. Defense on the field for Tipton. They're actually going to back it up to the 9. I thought they had a better spot at the 11. They're on ground control right there. We're up high where we can see the field. But tell you what, they're doing a fine job. There are 5 officials. I think I misspoke earlier. There are 5. That's common. Looking to make control, pass it out the flat left side, making a catch. He'll get it out through the 11. Then call the reception made by 15, Brylon Mortz. Brylon Mortz, freshman, makes the catch. Levi Burkett makes the stop. Clock moving, 2:28. To the line of scrimmage. Owen Huff under center. Single man in the backfield, slot right, slot left. Drop and throw, short drop. Throw a quick one out. It's going to be incomplete. Intended receiver is number 4, Braden Beeman. Clock stops at 2:16.
third down, 7. Elwood Panthers looking for the play from the sideline. Coaches and players can only go from the 25 to the 25. Back in the day, Ken and Carson and myself, our team, could go from the 30 to the 30. That's back in the day. We're 85 Huskies. Shotgun formation. Call the Cadence. To take the handoff and take it himself. That's Owen Huff. He's going to get caught in the backfield. Going to be a loss on the play. Helping him back up is Levi Burkett. Levi Burkett made the tackle. Helps Owen Huff right back up off the surface. IHSAA smiling with that sportsmanship type of play. Fourth thing, I'm going to bring in the punting unit. Ball spotted at the 8.5-yard line. Fourth down, a little bit more than 10. You know, take the snap about halfway deep in the end zone. Blocking out front. They have 3 blockers out in front of the punter. They're going to throw a flag. Somebody might have been in the neutral zone. We'll see. Illegal procedure against Elwood. The illegal procedure is a call in high school. In college, they call it false start, and they even say the number of who was guilty of the false start. That's in college. They just started doing that not too long ago. And in professional football, they don't mind embarrassing whoever they need to. 1:31 left. He's back near the end line now. He takes a step back. A drop step would be a safety. He's going to boot it out of there. It's going to be a high flyer. He's going to bounce with the 25 and get an Elwood bounce out to the 36-yard line. The Blue Devils will line it up from the Elwood Panthers 36-yard line. Got an 11-yard roll for Elwood. Favorable roll. 1:21 left here before halftime. They'll put it in play at the 36. Blue Devils, starters still on the field. 42-7. Blue Devils in front by 35. 8:11 on the wristwatch. Slot right, split left. Short slot, left side. Isaiah Mahaney. Eli Carter. Short, they're going to go handoff to Eli Carter. They go inside the 30, inside the 20. He's still loose on his feet inside the 15. It'll be down near the 12. Clock moving. 1:10. They'll stop it to move the chains now. No timeout as of yet. Blue Devils have a 3, I believe, in their back pocket. Not sure they'll use one. They'll roll the clock. 1:08. Change is set. They're going to spot him at the 12. Right hash, Eli Carter with a good run. Single man in the backfield. Zane Goodrich put wide right, short side of field. Set of Griffin in the backfield. Trips to the left. Calling the cadence from the shotgun. Then Trooper. You're going to hand off left side. That's Sutter Griffin. You know, zig and zag is inside the 10, inside the 5. Sutter Griffin looking for the pylon there in the left corner, and he's going to say, didn't quite make it, about the half-yard line, but he got out of bounds. Sutter Griffin did get out of bounds, stopping the clock at 40.6. The Blue Devils going to huddle up, first and goal. He's a tick over 40 seconds remaining. Blue Devils call the huddle play right there. They adjourn 33 seconds. Play clock, no problem. Split wide left, short side of field is Zane Goodrich. Wide right is Mahaney. Single man in the backfield, call him the shotgun snap, is Ventura. He'll take the snap, he'll hand off. Sutter Griffin, touchdown, Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin was going up. One hole might have veered it out, 3 hole left side. Put that helmet down right across the goal line. Blue Devils go up 48-7. First half here at Elwood High School. Dakota Bird looking for that seventh point after touchdown. Late substitution, Landon Spidell in the block, left side on the corner. Looking for a good snap, Conaway. The call to Kate says the snap is good, the hold's good, and the kick is good once again. Dakota Ferg, 7-for-7 tonight. He's 8-for-9 on the season. Got to mention that one kick last week that did not go through. It takes three guys to put a foot through the uprights. Takes a good snap, takes a good hold, takes a good kick. There's no one guy to blame for that extra point. 36.3 left here in the second quarter. Blue Devils are going to kick off. Blue Devils are also going to kick off second half. We believe so. Be a catastrophe if the captain said different. The Blue Devils are going to come out to the surface. Panthers ready to receive. 36.3 left. Going to line it up once again at the left hash, almost vertical on the football for Dakota Ferg. Winds pretty much nothing right now. You know, go back about a 7-yard approach. Here comes the kick. Going to get a good boot on it. It's going to take him back to the 6. He'll bring it left side. He'll bring it up the sideline, the Panthers sideline. On the return, he'll be knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds right there, Sutter Griffin. The return was good. And the 10, well done. That's Caleb Lamar. Caleb Lamar has the touchdown pass reception. 78 yards earlier in the quarter. Responsible for 6 points of the 7 for the Elwood Panthers. Ball spotted out to the 32-yard line. 28.1 seconds left here in the second quarter. So they're going to work it from there. And then we'll get ready for halftime. Slot right, split left. It's going to be a pitch, single him in the backfield. Take a pitch right side, his knee might have touched. He slipped down, tried to stay up. Slipped down, that was 15. Brylin Mort, freshman running back. Clock rolling, 11 seconds. Clock is probably going to empty out here, second quarter. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, Elwood going to call a timeout. Elwood calls a timeout, might be their second here in the first half. 4.9 seconds remaining. Might be looking for that same pass play. Owen Huff, pretty good arm, reached it out. Got it out there, number 10, Caleb Lamar. Caleb Lamar was off to the races. Nobody was going to catch him. So timeout on the field, Coach Michael Karn talking with his offense. Get ready for what could be the last play of the first half. Unless there's a defensive penalty. Defensive penalty with an empty clock. You play another down if the offense accepts the penalty. 49-7. Timeout on the field. Elwood trying to put another touchdown on the board prior to halftime. Referees are having conversation. Might be a lengthy timeout. They blow the short whistle. Get the guys back out. So they'll be back out to the surface. And this could be the final play of the first half. The line is shotgun. Owen Huff, single man in the backfield. Double wing, double split, wide right. They'll go the same play. They're looking again. They're going to give it to him. It's going to be incomplete. Same play. Couldn't complete it this time. That was to Lamar. Defensive coverage good there. Eli Carver. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score, Blue Devils in front, 49-7. When we come back, the Blue Devils will kick off to Elwood. We'll be in a running clock situation for the second half. We thank you for tuning in. We'll miss you. We are at halftime, and you're listening to Tipton Blue Devils football, made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask that you, as a listener, if you would please patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio.
Incoming Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you finance.
Innovation is the present day response. If you take a trip to the high school for the project,
that's between Westfield and Noble.
775-675-9720. Both tournaments open date, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5. Saturday, 9:30 to 5. Both tournaments. Kim Kim Restaurant. Good food. Good friends. Good service. At Kim D, we strive to treat you with each and every bit. Whether it's that first trip of hunting, or that first play from scrimmage, we at Kim D Restaurant. But all of our guests first, no matter what dinner it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Chicken and muscle service. Kim D Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit. Feel like you're enjoying the whole meal. Remember, good people, good friends, and good times. You're not far away. No need to punt on fourth down. But a Kim D menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Fair. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes Fair. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa Winter. Lisa Stokes Fair. Century 21 Sheet. Serving Hamilton, Clifton, and Madison County since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocation. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 315-513-4086.
A locally owned auto parts store that provides a service. Ian's Auto Parts.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man, and hopefully mom and dad could be proud of what epic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponent. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils.
We have the Boilers. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football. This sponsor has been a great mission trial to the Tipton School before, and has worked with us a lot more than ever. Is that for these women and for all of his colleagues and love center produced, he found his deeper life. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. And we all know if our
family is
out of doubt, all of his we thank this lifelong Blue Devils for caring enough to support the 2022-2023
We are at halftime, 1:33 left on the intermission clock. We're looking for 3 minutes addition for warm-up here from the second half. The Blue Devils have not made their way out quite yet. The Wood Panthers are outstretched right now.
Yeah, 53 seconds, we'll see if Paula can allow a sound check for second half. Blue Devils out of the locker room, they're jogging around the goalpost at the north end. They're going to stretch out on this side of the field. Twenty-five seconds left. I do believe they'll put 3 more minutes out there. Coaching staff for each school out on the field. There goes the marker keepers, first down in the box. Clock keepers out. 3 minutes back on the clock. Going to roll that with the umpire, white-hatted gentleman. A lot of schools, state of Indiana, times 5 officials for each game. Some games last year had to be played on a Saturday just because there weren't enough officials to spread out on a Friday night. So IHSAA asking for those who are interested, take the test. The test is definitely passable. If you like sports, and show your community a lot of good times with sports, umpiring, on a baseball, softball field, it's all good. And it's a lot of fun to help these young men, I should say, to play the game right. We're going to work on that halftime. I've already texted with Paula. We're going to find a higher volume for halftime. We'll get that figured out for next week. She tells me some of it came out, but a lot of it was fake, she says. We'll work on that. My daughter helped me record those ads. My daughter has a day job, but she also does flower arrangements. Camino, El Camino is her logo. You might see her on Facebook. That's Carly. She got a young man. She got a young kid, about 3 years old. Cute as a button. Clock rolling down, 52 seconds left. So, clock rolling down, the officials are gathered up. They're having a conversation. 37 seconds left. Blue Devil's still stretching out. Withero, nearest to us. Withero, 6'4", 287. Playing a bit of offense and defense tonight. His uncle, Eric Cannell. Eric Cannell, quite a good umpire. He does high school, varsity, JV, some freshmen, some summer league. There's the whistle. 18 minutes gone by for halftime. Getting ready for opening kickoff for the second half. The Blue Devils will kick off to Elwood. There's the whistle, asking for the teams to come on out. Going to be a running clock from the second half. A 35-point differential at halftime or in the second half, the clock runs. But there is no mercy rule in the first half. No matter how many points are scored in the first half, the differential needs to be 35 or more, either when the second half starts or sometime in the second half. Once the clock starts, it cannot stop, other than a timeout or an injury. Blue Devils going to kick it away. Dakota third is 6 yards deep. There's the whistle as the approach. Nice boot, lengthy boot to the 11. That went on the return across the 20, near the 25, and then pushing forward. And he's going to get across the 25 to the 27-yard line. Nice return, good starting position for the Panthers. 11 seconds off the clock for the return. Clock will start on the snap. After the change, they're going to roll the clock now. Umpire, offensive backfield, he rolls the clock. He's got the white hat. He governs the clock. They're a lineup, shotgun formation. Single in the backfield, slot left, they got a wing left, split wide right, short side of the field. Gonna run it right side, it's Owen Huff. He'll get what he can, and he'll pick up one on the carry. Going to right side, about the 6 hole. Double check here, not sure that's Owen Huff. They got a new quarterback in there, they're going with number 15, Brylan Mort. Owen Huff going to bring the play in. Owen Huff and Mort. Take that back. Owen Huff going to go under center. Wing right, wing left. Split right. Pass play in the flat, incomplete. And looking for number 28, Alex Munoz. Incomplete. It's going to be third down, 9. Owen Huff near the sideline. He's going to get the play from Coach Michael Karn. Very nice to speak with Coach Karn before the ball game. Very generous with his time a year ago. Looking at the offensive plays right there. He's got the clipboard. He's holding that laminated sheet there. They're working upstairs via the headphones. Under center, Owen Huff dropping a 3-step drop in the flat left side caught to 32. They get around the would-be tackler to hold on to him. He's going to get near a first down right there. Tackle made by Eli Carver. Also in on the stop, 57, Jackson Withrow. Double check there. Going to be a first down. They'll move the chains. They move up to the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils back a bit far. Wasn't quite ready for defense. Ball's loose, falling on by Elwood. It'll be a loss of one. Recovering the football was the gentleman taking the handoff, Owen Huff. Brylon Wirt, the ball carrier, lost the handle, fell right on it. They'll keep possession. Loss of one, second down, 11. 9 minutes left, clock rolling. We're in the second half, third quarter at Elwood High School. Kipton and Elwood, an annual event. Gonna run it right side, might have missed a handoff, had to take it himself. Was getting deep, trying to outrun the would-be tackler. Couldn't get the job done. Tackle made by Blue Devil. Grayson Withrow tracking down the backfield. What a big loss on the play. Owen Huff. Ball spotted back at the 26-yard line. We're calling it third down and 20. Under center, Owen Huff. Single man in the backfield. Trips right left side. Dropping the throw. They'll throw a deep pass. Again, looking for number 10, Caleb Lamar. Couldn't get to it. Three in on coverage for the Blue Devils. Working on the coverage right there. 28, Clark Rodeball. Sutter Griffin and Eli Carver. That Williams drop back in punt formation. About 13 yards deep. Clock moving, 7:35. Running clock, second half in this ball game. Late substitution, third blocking back in front of the punter. About 7 yards in front of the punter. They'll take the snap. They'll boot it away. Go right side. They're going to bounce a couple times. They're going to let it roll. Sutter Griffin, the elects not to pick it up. Ball drifts across the 50-yard line, spotted at the 49 of Tipton. Tipton 51 yards away. They'll take over on offense. Clock still moving, 7-minute mark. Blue Devils going to start out with their first unit. Ball spotted middle of the field, 49-yard line. Blue Devils football inserted. Vince Hooper in the shotgun, 5 yards deep to his left, about a half yard behind is Eli Carter. Trips to the left, split out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Going to pitch it, left side, Eli Carter. Across the 50, inside the 40, inside the 35, inside the 30. He's on his heels, he's going to veer right side, he's going to come back towards the end zone. Inside the 5, touchdown, Eli Carter. 74, I'll check that back. 51 yards for the touchdown. Eli Carter used about all of the field, the other half of it, for his running route. Clock still moving, 6 minutes left. Clock is moving to the point after. 55-7. Dakota Ferg looking for that 8. Looking for 8 out of 8 from the point after touchdown. Looking for the snap. Oliver Conaway looking for the hold. Snaps good, holds good. Kick is up and is good. 8 for 8. Dakota Ferg, he's running with us. He's bringing his step, rightfully so. The Blue Devils are going to kick off once again. Clock moving, 5:23. Blue Devils in Elwood. Elwood Panthers will be at Franklin next week. They stop the clock for the timeout between kickoffs. stop the clock at 5:14. So, Frankton going to host Elwood next week. It'll be on that synthetic field turf right there at Frankton High School. Back in the day, that used to be grass, as you know, 3 years ago and farther back. I played there as a 7th and 8th grader, I think it was 1 year, that we alternated places. Shannon Carson was on our team, for sure. And we had fun there playing on the grass. We had to tackle a guy that was absolutely big. Big guy to tackle, I remember him. Shannon Carson, he wore number 60 varsity football for the Huskies. I said 7. He wore that 1 year, but 60. He was a linebacker. Inside the 9 on the return, Elwood Panthers. Trying to get out across the 25. Might not have made it to the 25. Just shy of the 25. Elwood Panthers going to put the ball in play at their own 24-yard line. Clock moving, 4:55. We're in the third quarter. Blue Devils have scored once. Blue Devils have second unit players out there on defense. They got a lot of white jerseys. No grass stains. There was no rain as of late. But they're saying Monday and Tuesday combined, we're going to equal out about an inch of rain. This coming Monday and Tuesday combined. Could be a lot of rain. Farmers going to be happy. But a field like this is going to be muddy. They're going to line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield, split out wide left, they got double wing. Dropping the throw, pass play, a little bit low, couldn't bring it in. Pass incomplete. Try back in the huddle, that was 0-1 Huff. He's trying to find number 10 once again. Couldn't get him, that's Caleb Lamar. Caleb Lamar can run some routes. Looking at the sideline, coach. Turn, call him to play. They check their wristband. 3:42 on the game clock. Clock moving. Even after an incomplete pass, mercy rule here in this ball game. Long pass. They're looking again for Lamar. He's going to come back to the ball. Couldn't get it. Might have been early contact, but no call. Shifting in on the defensive coverage right there was Oliver. That's Oliver Conway. He was number 12. Sophomore, 5'8", 120. He's the holder for the point after touchdowns. He's playing defense right now. He's playing cornerback right side. He's on a tough assignment right there if he's guarding Lamar. Owen Huff going to line up and jog around. Owen Huff going to take this snap from under center. Third down, 10. Handoff, ball's on the surface. Ball's loose, still loose. I think it's falling on by Elwood. That ball traveled about 5 yards. About 3 guys had a chance to fall on it. And finally, Elwood Panthers come up with it. They gained about 5 yards on that fumble. It's going to be 4th down. They're going to send out their punting unit. 2:29 left. 4th and 5. That'll come on 4th and 6 on the board. The lineback for Deep Man. Deep Man, I believe it might be Springer. Blade Springer. A double check. 22. Also back there with him, I believe, is 86. Jacob Smith, sophomore. They're just inside the 50 near the 49. Be a good punt to get it to them. 13 yards deep, lost the handle. Did the punter still trying to get it off? Couldn't get it off. And he blocked. And he picked up and fall on it. Blue Devil's going to fall on the loose ball there at the Elwood 13. Couldn't handle the snap. Dropped to the surface. Tried to pick it back up. Tried to punt it at that point. By that time, Tipton was converging and did not get the punt away. Ball comes loose. Belongs to Tipton. Going to bring it out near the middle of the field. They're going to ask for a Tipton football. They've got one now. Replaced near the 13-yard line of Elwood. So Tipton going to have in their second unit offense. going to line up right there. I'm going to call timeout. Timeout Shipton might be a personnel difficulty. So they call timeout, get their ducks in a row, and the second unit on the field for the Blue Devils here in the third quarter, 56-7, Blue Devils in front. Blue Devils have scored one touchdown here in the second half, third quarter, 51-yard run from Eli Carter. 1:13 on the game clock. Blue Devils use a timeout for personnel difficulty. They got that ironed out. Blue Devils are out on the field waiting for the Elwood Panthers. No whistle yet. Blue Devils are going to break huddle. They're not quite ready to go because they have no opponent. But they were ready to go. There comes a short whistle. They're going to ask the Elwood Panthers to play defense. They're going to jog out. Blue Devils are going to re-huddle. Wide right, we're going to see number 84, Zach Ridgway, 6'1", 146, a freshman. Zach Ridgway, probably got a couple of brothers. We're thinking, slot right, Ridgway, far out, right side, send me in the backfield. Slot left, short side of field. Call him the cadence, he'll take the snap, he'll throw a pass. He's going to roll right, he's going to get the pass away, he's going to lose a couple yards, he'll get out of bounds. Taking the snaps at the quarterback position for Tipton is Dallas Capshaw. Dallas Capshaw, he wears 88. He's playing quarterback for Tipton. Sophomore class, 5'9", 126. So what that guy can play. He'll get some weight on him. Just a freshman, I think a back sophomore. He'll get some weight on him. Going to line up in the shotgun, single man in the backfield. Trips to the right, spit out wide left, short side of field. Calls a snap, it's low, picks it up, hands off. Single man in the backfield, looks for positive yardage, got it. He's going to go in for a score. 13 yards out, Tipton. In on the touchdown, Chase Hussey. Chase Hussey, a freshman, 5'7", 153. He's a running back, he's also an inside linebacker. Hussey goes in from 13 yards out. Second unit kicker. No, take that back. It's going to be Conaway. Conaway's going to hold. Dakota Ferg is 8 for 8. He's trying to get that 9 for 9. The clock empties out in 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're going to empty the clock out. It's a one untimed down. Flag on the play. Encroachment against Elwood. They'll move it to the 1.5-yard line. They'll keep the kicking unit out there. In a close game, they might bring out the offense and try to punch it in from 1.5 yards out. As a fact, I scored one touchdown in my high school career, and it was because of a 1.5-yard out after a penalty. I ran it when I was supposed to hand it off to my brother-in-law. He wasn't my brother-in-law yet, but he is now. I'm glad. There's the hole, there's the boot, and he missed it wide left. The snap wasn't the best, the hole wasn't the best, and the kick was not the best either. Looked like a carbon copy of last week's missed extra point. 12 minutes left. Fourth quarter going to start. Both teams on their own respective sidelines. 62-7. Blue Devils going to boot the ball away. And referees huddled up once again. Elwood Panthers huddled up on their sideline near the 35-yard line. They're going to boot the ball away here momentarily. Pretty nice evening. The sun has gone down. Still see some dark clouds scattered out. Pretty good festive atmosphere here at Elwood High School. Well done, Athletic Director Ryan Van Skyock. What a gentleman. Got to meet him as I was walking in. He was walking out. Sounds like a song. 62-7. Tipton going to kick the ball away from the left hash once again. Going to be Dakota Ferg from the 40-yard line. Elwood back to receive. Deep man at the 15. There's the boot. Dakota Ferg gets a lot on it. Taken at the 11. He'll go right hash to left sideline. He'll go towards the blue level sideline. He'll be caught right there. Might just did make it to the 20-yard line. A 9-yard return. Cole Hussey makes a stop for the Blue Devils. Clock moving, 11:37, fourth quarter. Blue Devils on defense, second unit in the ballgame. Elwood Panthers on offense. 40-second clock. They make it 25. Start the play clock. Game clock is still moving, 11:12 left in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils in front, 62-7. Long huddle right there. Owen Huff is counting his members in the huddle. That's a good quarterback. He's going to work this one from shotgun. They're going to call timeout. Going to wave the clock off. Timeout, Elwood. Might have not had enough in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They had 10 in the huddle. Owen Huff sniffed that out, called timeout. Here comes the 11th one off the sideline. I will not mention who it is. Clock stopped at 10 minutes, 50 seconds. Good Blue Devil crowd, good Elwood crowd. Had some stickers made to pass out to Tracy Wheeler today. She wanted those stickers. It's a flag, 3-inch by 5-inch. Remember Noah. There's no doubt in this world that that will happen. Remember Noah. 10 minutes, 50 seconds left. Elwood Panthers jogging out to the line of scrimmage. On offense, Tipton going to play on defense. Going to work it right there. 860-105 is the winning raffle ticket winner. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Going to hang it up in a second. He's going to keep it on himself. Zigs and zags. Breaks containment just barely. Puts it out to about a yard gain, 1 yard gain. It's Owen Huff, the ball carrier. A little bit of misdirection. Going to be a gain of 2. They're going to call it second down 8 on the sticks. They check the wristbands. They're working it right now. Going to line up in a shotgun once again. Owen Huff, single man in the backfield. To his right, slot left, split right. Going to give the handoff and be tackled behind the line of scrimmage. Blue Devils. Pretty quick tackle right there. Credit the stop. I believe it's 51. Peyton Tragesser. Also in the spin on the stop, 58. Derek Hill. Ball spotted. Nose up to the 20-yard line. Lost a couple on the play. Third down, 10. The shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Looking tight end right. Wing left. Two receivers left. One spin out right. Pass play. He'll go right side. Too tall. Too tall. Couldn't bring it in. Intended receiver right there was number 4. Bryden Beeman. And on the defensive coverage for the Blue Devils, Dallas Capshaw. Capshaw 5'9", plays the cornerback position, left side. 9:07, clock moving. Elwood going to line up in punt formation. Punter back at the 7-yard line. Late substitution personnel. They got two blocking backs. They normally have three. Didn't do those have a rush on. Second unit, you know they want to play. He boots it right side, goes off the foot side of the foot. Right side, it'll float up and it'll come to a complete stop before it gets out of bounds. The 48-yard line. That's in Elwood territory. He's touched down by number 2, Caden Simpson. He's a freshman, 5'4", 105. Don't laugh. 5'4", 105, that ain't bad for a freshman. I was 5'5", 115. 8:13, clock moving. Ball spotted at the 48-yard line. Ball spotted, 48-yard line. Sideline infraction. A warning happens. Just a warning. Don't want to get another one. 7:45. They're actually going to call that sideline infraction 5 yards. Right on Elwood. I take that back. Maybe a 5-yard mark off on Kitchen. So ball spotted. First and 10. Balls across the 50. It's on the Kipton 47. Snap comes into Capshaw. Pass play right side in the flat. Couldn't bring it in. Off the fingertips. That was 86 Jacob Smith, best receiver sophomore. Wide receiver 5'6", 140. Couldn't bring it in. Incomplete. Ball respotted. 47-yard line from the left hash. Just under 7 minutes left. Fourth quarter. Kitchen in front, 62-7. Blue Devils have their second unit in on offense. Might be their third possession. Shotgun formation, Capshaw. Split wide left, trips to the right. Call the cadence, Capshaw. He'll hand off, single in the backfield. Hussey. Hussey scored earlier in the contest. He's got a long gain right here into Elwood territory. He's got some elusive reels. They're going to keep the clock rolling, as they will anyway. Hussey, the good carry. Chase Hussey, freshman, 5'7", 153. A running back and a linebacker. Ball spotted inside the 15, near the 14-yard line. First and 10. Shotgun formation, Dallas Capshaw. Single man in the backfield, that's Hussey. 43, working right there, Chase Hussey. Pass out the flat, left side, it's caught. To work his way free, going to get inside the 5, he's going to get maybe a touchdown. They're going to call him out of bounds at the half-yard line, just barely. A pass play good, just Capshaw to Hussey, that was Cole Hussey. Sophomore, 5'9", 155. Cole Hussey just about had his first touchdown reception of the year. And Capshaw nearly had his first touchdown pass in his career. Clock still moving, 5:05. Ball spotted just inside the 1-yard line. Blue Devils break huddle. Defense spread. Working from the left hash. Capshaw. Working there. Chase Hussey in the backfield. Single back. Split wide left. They're gonna, Capshaw's gonna take himself. They go across the goal line. Touchdown. Dallas Capshaw needed one. He landed a couple yards deep when he hit the surface. Touchdown Tipton. 68-7. That touchdown happening with the second unit. Point after touchdown on the way. Dakota Ferg out on the field. He'll do the kicking. Oliver Conaway to hold. Sam Klein, the short snap. We're looking for the snap. Conaway will put the ball down. The kick is through the uprights. And Dakota Ferb has that streak alive again. So they'll work it from there. Chicken's going to kick off. Okay, I'm on the air, but go ahead.
Tipton.
Be elementary or middle school? You middle school player? Seven? Six? Good deal. Keep it going. You run the ball? Good. Keep it up. You got a good coach at the high school level. Michael Carnes, a good man. Play for him. He'll love it. 3:54 clock stopped during the fourth quarter. Talking to a young man, Elwood Pierce, sixth grade player, says he has 60 jerseys on tonight, but he wears number 6 during the game. He plays the ball. So 30-yard line, spotted up, ready to boot, is Dakota Ferb. A 7 yards deep, a little bit soccer style, not much. Waiting for the whistle.
Hey,
I'm with what is it? I doubt it. Well, after the game, yeah. Deep kick can be taken inside the 15. It's a 14-yard line. He's got an opening. Flags come in. Two flags might represent the same penalty. Lay hit right there. Guy's getting at it. Keep up the good work. He's got some friends out on the field. He wanted to know if he can go out on the field. I don't have the right to tell him yes. I said maybe after the game. So penalty flags on the field. Going to be holding on the return by Elwood. That holding, you never know. That might have been what sprung him. Might have opened up the big hole. Two flags came in, probably representing the same penalty. They were about simultaneous. 3:36, clock stopped. They'll roll the clock now. Ball spotted. Elwood's going to have it. Right here, they're going to put it back at the double check here. They're going to move it back to the 24-yard line of Elwood. Still first and 10. Elwood starts at the 24 of their own. 3:08 left here in the fourth quarter. Blue Devils on defense, second unit out there. Run the three-man front, four linebacker crew, four defensive backs, three safeties, strong safety. 68-7, fourth quarter. Blue Devils and the Panthers. Pretty much the JV contest happening right now. Shotgun formation. Owen Huff calling the signals. He's going to roll up. He's going to pitch it left. Quick pitch. He's got some wheels. At the sideline, at the Blue Devil sideline, he's going to go out in front. Nobody's going to catch him. There'll be a touchdown. There'll be a 76-yard return. 76 yards. We got around the corner. There weren't many of them going to catch him. He stretched it out. My guess is a pretty good track runner in the springtime. Well done. Edward Panthers and try the point after. Clock still rolling, 1:55 left. Point after touchdown is going to be a run attempt. They're going to go for two. 2-point conversion. Nope, take that back. They're going to send out the holder. Holder out there is going to be Owen Huff. Right-footed kicker is counting his players. Owen Huff is. The holder, the only guy that can have a knee on the surface and not be down when he touches the ball. Go figure. It's been that way forever. There's the hole, there's the boot. He's got some high elevation, he got some length, and it's good. He's 2-for-2 in the ball game. It's 68-14. 1:14 left in the ball game. Clock is stopped for the moment. Some young sixth grade players down there slapping medium fives with the varsity players. You know that feels good to both of them. 68-14, Blue Devils going to receive. Elwood going to kick the ball away. Both teams huddled up on their respective sidelines. Clock is stationary for the moment. So, Friday night, State of Indiana. 15 weeks in a row began last Friday night. If you can win week 15, you win a state championship. 1:14 left, there's a short whistle. Asking them to come on out. Class 2A winner a year ago in Trayan, 59ers. That's Coach Skinner. Coach Skinner, I was at a basketball game, Central Catholic, in Andrea, that Andrea, that was his drive. And Tommy Finn lined me up with an interview at halftime. I talked to Coach Skinner before his second year began. Coach Skinner played receiver as a junior. Tommy Finn was a senior quarterback when Dustin Shear was quarterback of the Huskies. That was Dustin's senior year. They didn't beat Andrean that year, but the Huskies did beat Andrean when Dustin Shear was the quarterback his junior year. Dustin Shear, as you know, went on to play for Wisconsin Badgers. He's the offensive coordinator for Tipton. High pop right there. It's going to go over. It's going to be in the field of play. He can't be the one that catches it. They don't allow him to. The player that just recovered that, he tapped out of bounds, and then he fell back in and got the recovery. But that evidently is going to allow that to happen. I'm pretty sure some microphone earpieces up on the roof, if this was a much closer game, would be communicating with Coach Toll or someone on the Blue Devil sideline to talk that over. So Elwood, 35 seconds, clock moving. Not sure they'll run this play. Mike, 30 seconds, they'll get one play off. They're going straight to the line of scrimmage. Take a shot down snap. 20 seconds left. From the 24-yard line of Tipton, ball's ball dropped by the quarterback. It'll go down on contact right there. Going to be a loss on the play. The sack is going to be recorded by 55, Brady Henderson. Well, double check there. I'd be 25. We're mentioning you, 25, Joseph Krauser, the freshman. The clock empties out. Final score, Tipton, 68. Elwood, 14. We thank you for tuning in. We thank our pregame coaches interviews. That was Coach Michael Karn of Elwood and Coach Aaron Toll of the Tipton Blue Devils. We'll remind you next week the Elwood Panthers will be on the road at Frankton High School. That's a 7 o'clock start next Friday, the 2nd of September. And the Blue Devils will travel. They'll leave early. The Blue Devils will be at Twin Lakes High School. That'll be a cross-conference matchup. That's in Monticello. That'll be next Friday, 7:30 start time. We'll hope to have coach interviews about 7 o'clock. That's next Friday, the 2nd of September. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And we'll get on that halftime wheel for next week. We thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.